Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Well, you're known for your prayer books, and this new book, Prayer Warrior, I would love to know the inspiration behind this particular aspect of prayer, of warring in prayer and becoming a spiritual warrior.
Well, there's a spiritual war going on, and we're all in it. And a lot of people don't realize that, or they're just ignoring it. And what I have been seeing is far too many believers just being knocked around by the enemy of their soul because they're not actively engaged in the war, even though they're on the receiving end of the consequences of this war, you know. So they get attacked and become wounded and incapacitated because they're unprepared to face enemy opposition. And also they're uninformed about how to do battle. And battle, when you're a prayer warrior, the battle is your prayer. That prayer is the battle. And so, and people need to understand that it's not like a scary thing. You know, you're on God's side. This is God's enemy as well as your enemy. You know, God's enemy first. And so when you understand that, it really makes a difference because, you know, we get attacked in our marriages, our kids, our health, you know, all kinds of things, you know, our bodies, our mind. Just, you know, but God has given us a way to take dominion over the forces of evil.
Indeed.
And the works of darkness, and that is to engage in the war and do battle in prayer as he leads us.
I remember as a young mom, three little boys, I was battling a disease, Lyme disease, in my 20s. Our finances were upside down because of medical debt. It was a terrible, terrible time. And so I had legitimate reason for fear and worry. We were on the verge of possibly losing our house. We didn't. But so here I'm in my 20s thinking I'm probably not going to live, or at least I'm going to live on the sidelines. I've got these three kids in this debt. And so anxiety was my closest companion. But I remember the day the Lord whispered to my spirit and said, I've given you authority over all the power, but you have to take authority over all the power of the enemy, Luke 10:19.
That's right.
And so I stomped my foot, raised my hand and said, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this anxiety. And peace came. I mean, to tell you, I learned something about standing up and using my shield. And so just because he's given us authority doesn't mean we walk around without having to engage our faith to lay hold of it, right?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly right. I mean, you are so right on. We have to take authority. We can't just, you know, we can't just be wishy-washy and saying, "Oh, it'll all work out," and you know, who cares? It's we take authority, and that's what God has given us. He's called us to do that, you know, and we claim His word. You know, we claim that no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's what God's word says, and that's what we believe. And that we're not accepting anything less.
Amen. You know? Amen. Well, you know, some might say, I'm a spiritual pacifist. In other words, you know, if I don't acknowledge him, he won't engage in battle with me. But you say you don't have to be at war with someone for him to be at war with you.
Yeah, because people do feel exactly what you said. I don't like war. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go to battle. I don't, you know, I don't like violence. And none of us do, you know. But the enemy will bring the war to us if we don't take the war to him.